Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Hei. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. And we're talking about the importance and the beauty of the mitzvah of tefillin. So it happens to be that just as an interjection, Rabbi Rottenberg always says about how important it is not to speak with the tefillin on. And he tells over stories about people whose lives were saved when they accepted upon themselves at a Shas Sakana that they would not talk with their tefillin on, people during the war and such. And I've just read a couple of stories of people whose lives were saved now, October 7th, and such, during the time now in Gaza, people who were not necessarily connected with anything from, and yet they accepted upon themselves that they would put on tefillin every day, and their lives were saved. Let's talk about this halacha. This halacha specifically is when we were talking before about that a person should put on his talis and then his tefillin. Then we spoke about also that if he touched his tefillin first, he should put on his tefillin first, because ein mavir nal mitzvahs. You don't pass over one mitzvah to go to the other mitzvah. Now, we just spoke also about the fact that a person is supposed to put on his shalyad first and then his shalresh. The one on his hand goes first and then the one on the head. What happens if the person touches the shalyad first, the shalresh first? He touches the one for the head first. Should he put that on first, the same way that we said about the talis, or not? So it says, not only is it if he touched it first, but even if he took it out by mistake, let's say he felt it and he thought this was the shell yad, but he pulled it out and he sees that it's shell rosh, tzarech lehaver ala mitzvah, he has to pass on this. This is a case where you do have to pass on it. So what should you do? How do you make it that you should be passing on it? He puts it away from his hand, and he covers it with something. He's going to get back to it and put it on in its due time. And he puts on the one that goes on his hand first. But why specifically over here do we say, we don't say en mavir en al mitzvahs? We do pass over this mitzvah to go to the one that we're supposed to do first. The cave in the kedimis shel yad l'shel rosh hu min haTorah. The fact that we put on the shel yad first is because of a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah mentions the shel yad first. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ukshatim lois al yadecha v'ohil t'tofes beninecha. You should tie it onto your arm, and then you should put it on your head. Lefikach a mashkichin al havoras hamitzvah b'zeh. Therefore, we don't give as much credence to the problem of passing over the mitzvah. We go ahead and we pass over the mitzvah of doing the shalresh first. We do the shalyad first, and we get to the shalresh second. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.